Tyler, the Steelers suck.
I'm sorry to hear that, Thomas.
For everyone at home, it's no ing ball episode, whatever. But we're in
We're back.
preseason 2. We've been gone for way too long.
Figured
And
it's time to get back in the swing of things with football actually starting.
the Steelers have had a terrible offensive line for, gosh, 5 years now ish.
I think that's just been your one just continued weakness.
And Russell Wilson gets sacked 3 times in his first game back. Not that I love Russell Wilson, but I mean, if you want to see if he can be your starting quarterback, you kind of got to keep him upright.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones, I don't know if it's because they keep him at right tackle, even though he's a natural left tackle, but oh my gosh, Gregory Rousseau was sunning that guy. Like, oh my gosh. And luckily Nate Herbig was taken out of the starting lineup. I know he got hurt, so like hopefully he gets healthy and all that. But Zach Frazier played well at center. Nate Herbig against the Texans last week, absolute trash can. Steelers offensive line, absolute trash can. Just start Justin Fields. He at least it can run away from people, unlike apparently
Fair.
Wilson, who got sacked 3 times because he has no pocket awareness anymore.
Well, he's kind of getting old, so and washed. So at least Fields has somewhat of an upside, I guess.
Yeah, well, when Fields got in, they actually moved the ball, which was nice. I really do enjoy seeing an offense that can move the ball down the field. They never scored, but they did part of their job.
Right. What
And
was the final? What was the final?
9-3, 9-3.
Okay. Yeah. Nail
Nothing
biter.
crazy.
Nail biter. That's
We
a.
put up a valiant effort against the Buffalo Bills. The Stephon Diggs-less Buffalo Bills,
Yeah.
which I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do at receiver without Stephon Diggs, but that's besides the point.
Did they have any of their starters out, the Bills?
Josh Allen started the game. Keon Coleman was playing, but I mean, you could honestly have. I honestly would not know who their starting lineup is because they have a bunch of guys who would be like third or fourth string guys
Right.
on some other teams.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say the wide receiver wonless Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what, like Khalil Shakir, was he out there? I
Yeah,
guess.
I'm pretty sure he played. And Mitch Kissintitties did throw an interception to a special teams player, which was pretty.
I heard that it was an atrocious
It
interception.
was the worst overthrow of his career, and that's saying something because he has.
That's saying a lot.
But it's great seeing a special teams savant like Myles Killebrew picking off
Miles Killebrew. I know that name.
Mitch Trubisky, former Lion.
Yep.
But oh my gosh, the defense is going to carry the entire team this year. If they go 8-8 or 9-8 or 8-9, 8-8-1. It's only because TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick literally dragged them there.
DJ Watt for MVP.
Yeah, honestly.
I might put a little money on that, honestly, now that you just said that.
And look, things got slightly better when Justin Fields got in. But that's also just because he was able to run away from pass rushers.
Right, and I'm assuming this was later in the game too, so maybe
He was like mid-second quarter when he got in the game, yeah.
some of the second stringers he was playing against.
He had some nice throws. I'll give him that. He had a pretty sick escape from the pocket and then throw it to Des Fitzpatrick, I believe, just right on the sideline. But yeah, things aren't looking great in Steelers land right now.
Yeah.
And now I'm sad because the Lions are getting good and now I get to hear it from everyone else.
Yeah, sorry. I'm included on that. Unfortunately, your co-host who you like to talk football with. So, we're speaking of Lions won yesterday. That was nice.
The Patrick Mahomes throw was pretty.
I was gonna get to it. I was gonna say, who does he think he is going out there and being cocky as fuck like that and
Who does he
doing
think
behind the
he is?
back?
I am.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. No, I don't know. I just like. He lost to Nate Sudfeld and company. So that's all I got to say.
Carson Wentz lost to Nate Sudfeld and company. Okay.
I mean, you throw the starters out there and you play them the first half, you think it wouldn't really be relatively close. Wentz threw the only touchdown of the game, the only passing touchdown for the Chiefs of the game.
That is true.
So, also, Lions, I mean, they lost Badgley, but looks like they locked in with a good one with Jack Bates.
Listen, I mean, there was no way that they went with Badgley into the regular season if he
No,
was to
I
stay.
agree. I agree.
If your kicker, he's the same guy who was their kicker at the end of the year last year, right? When they lost to the 49ers. If you don't trust your kicker to kick field goals in the NFC Championship game,
Right.
yeah, you should get a new kicker.
Right.
So Jack Bates, Michigan Panthers legend,
Facts.
you're up.
He's got a boot and he's accurate. I like it. I like it, man. It's fun. It's so funny how big of a turn special teams has become for the Lions, because way back when they were complete garbage, it was Jason Hansen was like certified locked in. He's going to get you 3 points if you get him in range. And then like our teams were trash. And now it's complete flipped where like it's like, okay, we have like a mid kicker and our offense is just cracked and we're going to go for it on fourth down every time. So it doesn't really matter if we have a good kicker or not. And then same could be said, like Jack, we still have Jack Fox. And like before we became good, it was like, oh, he was like our only fucking Pro Bowler. We're like, oh my God, Jack Fox is the best punter in the league. Like, oh my God, this guy's insane. And now we don't punt the ball anymore. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see that turnaround. I'm very sad that it came with the downfall of such a great franchise like the Chicago Bears, but
No love for the Bears, man. I could care less.
Caleb Williams is good,
He does look good, which is scary.
That was pretty sick.
But I was gonna get to this too with the whole Justin Fields thing, is like I feel like they were saying the same thing about Fields back when he was first starting too.
I was on Twitter and people were showing the highlight of him rushing for the touchdown, and they're saying, "Oh, if this was Justin Fields, everyone would be like, oh, he's holding on to the ball too long. He's looking wide receivers. He should have thrown it."
I also saw something that was like, I think I've saw Fields make this exact same play before.
Which, I mean, I think there's a bit of a difference between Justin Fields and Caleb Williams in terms
I would
of
agree. I would agree.
upside.
I just like to be a hater. That's what I
But
am.
at the same time, yeah, they're kind of right. If Justin Fields did that, people would be complaining, to be honest.
Fair.
Maybe
Yep.
not rookie Justin Fields, but current Justin Fields, if he was still on the Bears, people would be complaining, I
The
think.
one thing that scares me about Caleb Williams is that he did look a little Patrick Mahomesy with
Did you
the
see
way he
Tyreek
was
Hill
like running
this week
around.
when he said Tyreek Hill tweeted out, "He reminds me of dot dot dot."
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly, he's talking about Tua, obviously.
Right, of course.
You
Yeah,
know,
no, for
there's so
sure.
much similarity between their games. Both have the weakest arms in the NFL, and
Alarms. Oh,
yeah,
that's funny.
I kind of cheeky from Tyreek when he left Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong. I
Right.
think that Williams is the most Mahomes-esque,
I
right?
mean, yeah, like he just, oh, did you see that the 5-star quarterback for Nebraska who like dressed up as Mahomes like when he was moving into the dorms? His name's like
I
Dylan
didn't.
Raiola.
Oh, Dylan, I did not see that.
Dude, he looks just like him. He had like the whole get up and everything. He had like the glasses on and stuff, and it was insane. They had like a side by side photo.
I'm Googling this now.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Now we're gonna have dead air. Oh, well, we do have dead air. Pour one out for JJ McCarthy's knee. I would say I hate to
I
see
will
it,
not.
but I don't hate to see it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm the purest hater of that can be. So maybe if they made him hand the ball off more times, his knee would still be intact.
True.
But he did kind of look like a demon for a second, so I was kind of scared that he would be
Who's he
good.
handing the ball off to? Who's on the Who's the Vikings running back?
Aaron Jones.
Oh, Aaron Jones. Well, it's going to be Aaron Jones for like 6 weeks, and then it's going to be someone else. Yeah, so it's the Sam Darnold era in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I could not find the picture of Dylan Raiola as Patrick Mahomes.
All
To
right.
here, my browser is DuckDuckGo, which is not the best for searching very specific things. But and I don't use DuckDuckGo specifically because of like the other thing that it does, but I just like the logo and the little duck is kind of cute, and that's
Yeah,
why.
Google had this instantly, man.
Okay. I'll switch to Google.
Hold on, I'm pulling this up right now for you. Let me hold on, I think I can just do this really fast.
We can't have dead air, so you know. Yeah. Oh.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Raiola, that's Mahomes, obviously, if you can't tell them apart. But
One
yeah.
has a slightly large, taller head than the
I
other.
mean, they just kind of look like the
They
similar
do look
to each
very
other.
similar. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
so
yeah, that was it. Yeah.
nice. Yeah.
So
Is Nebraska going to be good this year?
we'll see. I don't know. They're weird, I feel like. They have Matt Rhule as their coach too. So it's like I don't really trust Matt Rhule at all coaching a football team, if I'm
We
being
you have
honest.
Panthers PTSD.
Yeah, I don't.
A good bit.
Obviously, they're two different games, so it could. And he coached at Temple before the Panthers, right? That's where he
Oh, it
came
was
from.
Baylor. Wasn't it Baylor?
Oh, it might have been Baylor. I don't know why I thought Temple. I
Yeah.
don't know. I think it could have been both.
Someone will correct us. I don't really care that much where he coached before the Panthers.
Right.
But yeah,
We'll see.
we'll see. Okay. You have to assume Ryle is not
Okay,
starting.
so he went from Temple to Baylor to the
Oh,
Panthers. Okay.
I thought we said we weren't going to look it up.
I looked it up. I was curious. I had to know.
I
I
thought
was
we said we didn't
curious.
care.
I care. I was caring. I like to know these things.
Okay.
What if that comes up in conversation one of these times? What if I'm doing trivia one of these days and it's like, who went from Temple to Baylor to the Panthers? Then I would know Matt Rhule. Anyways.
You got me there. I have nothing against that. Yeah, you're right.
College ball coming up. We don't really care. I mean, I do a little bit. I want
I'm
MSU to
ready
be
for the
good.
Spartans to go 5-7.
No, come on now. What? Bowl. We're making a bowl game. We're at least winning six games. I have the over on MSU over 5 wins. I need it. I only
Five
win
and
like
seven.
20. I only win like $20, but I don't really care. I need it for my pride.
It's a rebuilding year. You can't have the expectations be too high. All
Aiden
right.
Childs is going to be a Heisman dark horse.
Who's he going to throw to?
Nick Marsh. Antonio Gates Jr. Ever
Is he
heard of
still?
Antonio? Ever heard of Antonio Gates? Yeah,
Is
his
Antonio
kid.
Gates Jr. still on the team, or is he in the? I thought he went in the transfer portal.
He went in the transfer portal, but then he came back out.
Oh,
And now
okay.
he's on the team.
So he wanted to leave, but then I was like, eh.
Listen, oh, Jack Velling? Ever heard of Jack Velling? He's a demon.
No, actually, I don't follow high school football.
No, he's a transfer from Oregon State too, just like Childs.
Oh, I'm
He's a tight
sorry.
end.
Don't pay attention to defunct conferences.
Oh, that's what. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I guess there's only two teams in that conference now. So
What are they again?
it's Oregon State and Washington State are in that conference.
Who's gonna win?
Conference powerhouse.
Who do you think is gonna play in the championship game between those two?
I'm not sure. It's a toss up, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know, like, why. I guess, like, for both those schools, why would you care? At least you're going to be able to say, hey, we were conference champs, even
Why
though it's
wouldn't
a.
you just go to the Big 12 at that point?
I mean, yeah. Or like,
Pull
yeah,
you know,
I guess
game
the Big
or
12. Like, I was
something.
going to say, like, the ACC, but like. I was it doesn't I was gonna say geographically that doesn't make sense, but none of the conferences make sense anymore.
We really need to bring back geographic-based conferences. It was cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It makes the most sense too. I saw something I was like, Rutgers team managers are gonna have fun driving across the country to Washington
Well, then what about like
for like a 3 day trip.
the freaking like gymnastics teams or other teams that can't afford
Yeah,
airfare and have to drive all the way
I
to
didn't think about that.
UBC? Like, I don't know. Like,
So
I'm sure
that,
some of them are going to be able to afford flights, but
yeah.
not all of them.
Hey, road tripping is fun.
In those buses where you end up having to smell the toilet, no.
All right, fair, but still, I like them. Road trips are
Do
fun.
you want to smell your
No, I
teammate?
like road trips. I don't like road trips on buses. I didn't say
Okay.
that.
So just so we're out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was on the way home and I saw Gardner Minshew was named as the starter for the Raiders.
He is the greatest quarterback of all time. He's better than Joe Flacco.
That's not hard to beat.
Officially, he's better than Joe Flacco. I am proud of Gardner Minshew, even though he played like complete ass yesterday.
Who's their QB room?
It's Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell. I'm pretty sure Nathan Peterman's on the roster.
Oh my God.
And some fourth guy.
Okay.
Not awe-inspiring. So it was kind of just Gardner Minshew's job by default. But
Right.
yeah, he did not play well
I don't
yesterday.
know. Aiden O'Connell's had a couple good games, I feel
Yeah.
like.
He played better than Gardner Minshew did yesterday.
Gardner Minshew was kind of cracked last year, actually, for the
He
Colts.
was cracked for the Colts last year. Preseason this year? Oh, no. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But I mean, I get it would be just his experience over Aiden O'Connell in a lot of ways, because
Right.
I don't think Aiden O'Connell played that much better than Minshew in the preseason.
Right.
But yeah, both of them against the Cowboys last night were missing wide open throws.
Right.
It was
What are
bad.
the Cowboys doing? They're so weird. What's wrong with them?
I don't know.
Jerry Jones is like so stupid,
He
actually.
refuses to pay CeeDee Lamb.
And then he openly speaks about it too,
Yeah.
to the public. To the media. He's like, yeah, we're not gonna pay him. Like,
Who else is
imagine being CeeDee Lamb and seeing that. You're like, what
are
the
they going to
fuck?
give the ball to? 40-year-old Ezekiel Elliott?
Brandon Cooks.
Is he still on the roster?
Jake, wait, is
Yes,
Jake Ferguson's
he
their tight end,
is.
right?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Because Dalton Schultz was their tight end and went to the
He
Texans
went
now.
to the Texans, yeah. Okay, Jake Ferguson. They got Schoonmaker from Michigan too. I don't know if he's any good though.
Uninspiring.
I just know that he's on the team.
It's not inspiring besides CeeDee Lamb, honestly. Trade him to the Steelers. They could use a
I
receiver.
don't like I thought they didn't make any moves in the offseason so that they could give CD all his money.
I'm going to take a slight tangent here, but Brandon Ayuk, you can go leave the NFL, please. This man played the game and won. He is going to get paid by the 49ers more than what they wanted to offer him. He gamed the system, had
Wait,
the Steelers thinking, oh, he's coming here. We're going to have a wide receiver too next to George Pickens or Golden. No.
he's not? Is that confirmed?
They basically all trade talk about Brandon Ayuk has died, and it's been nothing but talks about their contract negotiations with him.
Antonio Brown was saying that he's guaranteed to be a Steeler.
Antonio Brown doesn't know. Do you really want to get your news from Antonio Brown?
I was just saying.
Do
I was
you
just saying. I
listen?
didn't say I want to get my news from
I
him. I'm
would
just saying
trust
that's
the
what he
fake
said.
Adam Schefter accounts
Dude,
before I trust Antonio Brown.
he actually has had some shit before it came out too, though. Like the uniforms, he called like all the uniforms before they were ever announced. And he had a couple, I forgot what he said, but he had a couple of some actual thing, like actual news pieces that were right. So I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, Brandon Ayuk, congratulations. You won the offseason. You're going to get your bag. You're going to stay on a Super Bowl contender, and the Steelers can go suck a lemon for.
He finessed the system, and you can't be upset with him. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Going to hate both.
Okay, that's fair. I'm with you on that one. Speaking of Antonio Brown, did you see him and Le'Veon Bell did a podcast, and he was like, he like asked Le'Veon Bell, he's like, "Hey, do you know what CTE is?" And then they both just started going in about the most random shit ever that like didn't relate to CTE. They're like, isn't it brain damage? And then Antonio Brown's like, yeah, it's like brain damage. I don't know. It was like, there were so many funny
It's
replies under the tweet.
so weird to me that Antonio Brown is basically just like, yeah, I have CTE, and just is turning it into his brand now. Like, he has
I
that
know.
CTE ESPN thing going on, and it's just like,
I know.
dude, that's not a good thing to have.
Hey man, that's great marketing. All marketing is don't isn't the saying all marketing is good marketing or something like that?
No, it's all headline. No, all press is good press. No, I know.
Yes.
Something like that.
It's something like that, yeah.
But I don't think that's marketing. I think there's such a thing as bad marketing.
Well, yeah, that okay, you're right. Hand up, that was bad terminology there used. My bad.
Yeah, no, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are weirdos.
Yeah, they are.
Which, I mean, Le'Veon's a Spartan dog, so he can get away with it. Antonio
Facts.
Brown's like genre of weirdness irks me.
It's on a whole different scale of weird, dude.
Like, Le'Veon's is more like he just says something really stupid on Twitter.
Yeah, he's just kind of dumb, is all.
He's just kind of dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just kind of dumb.
Antonio Brown's is like actively spreading
Misinformation.
misinformation. Like, I'm expecting Antonio Brown at some point to just do like COVID denialism or something like that.
Dude, I think he just makes up stuff in his brain. Like his brain is probably just making stuff up 24/7.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to just pull back the curtain on AB's brain and
You're
just
gonna
take a
see
look.
that there's no brain wrinkles in there. It's all smooth.
Smooth,
One
smooth.
purely smooth brain.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
funny.
Can't believe that the Killer Bees turned out to be the upstanding citizen that Ben Roethlisberger is. Don't look up his history. Antonio Brown, also don't look up his history, but he's also a weirdo who spreads misinformation. And Le'Veon Bell somehow being the least crazy of all of them while also still being a weirdo. Good job, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Steelers were producing some sort of talent.
Oh
I
yeah.
say that.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's your Super Bowl champion this year so far from what from just before we get into the season?
Oh, you know, if it's not the Chiefs, and I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say it's, you know, the Chiefs are probably gonna be the guy from the AFC. But I do really like the Lions this year for that. I think the Lions got a real shot.
Oh, all right. We'll get back to that in a second. I wanted to bring this up because it really pissed me off. I was watching First Take, which is rare. I usually never watch ESPN, but it was just on in the living room. My
Who
room.
are their panelists now? Is it who
Dude,
are they?
I couldn't tell you who they were. I had no idea who the three. There was three of them. I had no clue who any of them were.
I thought it was
They
Stephen
were
Lee and Shannon Sharpe. No.
no. It
No?
was a, or it was like they brought in like
Like
the
the third
third
stringers.
stringers for like an episode.
Okay.
Anyways, they were having a discussion of who could beat the Chiefs out of the NFC, like what quarterback, right? And one of them said Jalen Hurts, which no, that's not true. That won't happen. And then another one said because he already lost to him. Anyways, just
But
let me
Adrian
finish. Let me
Brown is
finish.
pretty good.
Let me finish. We already have saw that before. We've saw what happened when they
It
played. They
was
lost.
pretty
It was a good
freaking
game. It was close. It
close.
was a good game,
It
but they lost still.
came down
Anyways,
to James Bradbury holding out
let me finish.
his
Let me finish. Let me finish.
okay.
And then one of the panelists said, "Yeah, Jared Goff is that guy." And I was like, "Oh my God, let's go!" And they started like laughing at him. They were like, "Are you kidding me?" And he's like, "No, are you joking? Like the Lions have all this, blah blah blah." And they were just like laughing at him, telling him that doesn't make any sense. There's no way. When Jared Goff is 2-0 against Mahomes all time, and he has the most passing yards in the league right now since Mahomes joined or some shit like that. I just saw it. But I don't understand the slander because Goff has never lost to Mahomes before.
Because
So realistically, he
Goff
is the
has some
best out of the
goofs.
NFC.
Goff has some goofs.
Right. I know that.
I mean, let's just be real. Did he get his extension this offseason?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fun to deal with in a couple years. I'm just saying it's going to be
Okay.
fun to deal with when you have to pay
Okay.
other
All right.
guys. I mean, he can. Like, we've seen him beat Mahomes. He's a guy you can win with, certainly. I
He
don't
beat Mahomes twice,
necessarily
though.
think that the Lions beat the Chiefs because of Jared Goff.
He beat Mahomes twice, by the way.
Was it because of him?
When he was on the Rams and beat the Chiefs, yeah.
That's a okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember.
That was like the highest scoring game all of time. You don't remember that game? It was a Monday
Man,
Night Football
it was
game.
like 20 years ago. Tyler, we live in a world where 2 years ago is 10 years ago, okay?
I know, but it's fine. I get it. I'm just saying he's 2-0 against him. That was my point. That
I
was my
think he
main
can
point.
win.
He has beaten him before.
Okay. Mental exercise. I'm going to go through every quarterback in the NFC, and I want you to say yes or no. Can they beat Patrick Mahomes?
Okay.
Jared Goff.
Yes.
Caleb Williams.
No.
Jordan Love. Maybe
No.
is an option.
Maybe.
Sam Darnold.
No.
Kenny Pickett, Kitten Mittens.
No.
Jalen Hurts.
Maybe.
The combination of Jalen Hurts and Kenny Pickett at the same time.
No.
Gosh. Dak. Dak attack.
No.
Tommy DeVito.
No. Not me to video. Yeah, no. Not Daniel Jones is atrocious.
Did you see his pick six yesterday?
He's so bad, dude. I didn't see the pick six. I know he threw like three interceptions though, so
Jaden Daniels.
no, not yet.
Baker.
No, not yet.
Bruh, Baker is a maybe. Baker is certainly a maybe.
Who does Baker play for again?
The Bucks?
The Bucks? Oh yeah, I thought he went somewhere for some reason. Maybe, I guess. Yeah, Tampa Bay's
Baker.
not that good though.
But Baker's gonna bake, dude.
Baker's gonna pay. All
Dude.
right,
Like,
fine. Maybe. I'll say maybe. I'll say maybe.
I'm gonna go off a limb here. Baker's kind of underrated now. All right, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I would say Baker's overhated, not underrated.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Okay.
His skill is his skill. He them people overhating for no reason is people overhating for no reason.
It's because he was in those Progressive commercials, let's be honest.
Probably.
Is Derek Carr still the Saints quarterback? Yes, Derek Carr.
No.
Bryce Young.
No.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Geno Smith.
No. Maybe.
We live in a world where 10 years ago, if you said Geno Smith is a maybe for beating the best quarterback in the NFL, you would be looked at like you were the most insane person ever. And I just love that we're here now.
They got a solid squad, man. He's not bad.
Matt Stafford.
Yes.
Kyler Murray.
No.
Okay. So I didn't keep track.
There was two yeses.
It was Goff and.
Oh, you forgot Kirk Cousins, and I would say yes to him too.
He doesn't count. It's gonna be Michael Penix, let's be honest.
Goff, Cousins, and Stafford.
Okay.
Love, maybe. Hurts, maybe. Dak. No, not Dak. Geno, maybe. Maybe Dak too, actually. Dak, maybe.
Okay.
So four
So
maybes and three yeses.
let's just be honest. Like, it's not crazy to think that Goff can beat Patrick Mahomes. I don't
No,
know.
it's not. And that's what frustrated me. I understand they're like, oh, Lions, Goff, whatever. But like, if you look at just history, he's a successful quarterback.
Yeah, he had like what one bad year, and that
Yeah.
was his first year in Detroit.
And it's because he was hurt for the
Yeah.
majority of the time.
That was the T was that when TB12 was on the team?
Yeah. No.
No, not Tim Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
The Tim Boyle year.
I think so. I don't remember. Dude, When the before the lines were good, it gets all just mushed into one. Everything is just mushed together into one. But
That's
I think it might have been the Tim Boyle year, yeah, honestly, because
fine.
Baker was on the Browns when Tim Boyle was playing, if that helps
Yeah.
timeline. So yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah. God, he's so garbage. I don't know how he's ever even been on an NFL roster
He's
before,
on
if
the
I'm not gonna
Texans
lie.
right now. Is he? He might be. I don't know if he's pushing Case Keenum off the roster, but that'd be kind of
Tim
awkward.
Boyle.
Tim Boyle led to Case Keenum.
He is so trash. It's insane.
It's because he's TB12. That's why. That's why he has a spot on the team.
Facts.
I don't think he wears 12 anymore, though.
Who
I don't.
cares? I hate his guts. He's
I
horrible.
care.
I hate his
You
guts.
care about Matt Rhule. I care about Tim Boyle's jersey number.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Uh,
Did we miss anything? I feel like we've covered a lot of stuff.
uh, um, Stephon Diggs is still great. I don't know. I know he only had one catch, but I mean, let's put some respect on his name.
He's kind of a diva still, though.
Listen, what
He's
good
getting too
receiver?
old to be a diva,
What
man.
good receiver isn't a diva?
He's getting too old for it, Thomas.
Name one wide receiver in the NFL right now who is great and is not a diva.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That doesn't count.
Why?
Because I said so.
Okay. But it's right.
Okay, let's think about it. AJ Brown, diva?
Not I actually don't think he's that big of a diva. Like, honestly. He
Have you
just
seen
kind
him
of
on the
keeps.
sidelines? He yells at Jalen Hurts all the time.
Oh, no, I guess then maybe, yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, diva.
Brandon Ayuk after the crap he pulled this offseason.
Yeah, the off-season debacle kind of made him into a little diva.
Okay, see?
Debo's not really a diva.
Don't you remember? Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember when Debo had the, he tweeted out, it's always some, he's like, it's always Debo. When are you going to sign Debo? When you sign, it's never Debo. How's training camp going?
That's funny though. Come on, that's funny. He's being comical.
DMs were open, so I DM'd him, Debo, how's training camp going? He never replied. He didn't actually care. You know, I was trying to be
Hey,
nice.
that's messed up. That's messed up.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, but. You know, I don't think there's really anything else. Nothing too big. Are there any other quarterback? Oh, the Bo Nix thing. Is Bo Nix going to be a thing in Denver now? It's certainly not going to be a Zach Wilson thing in Denver. But
Who's
I
the
don't.
third? Who's the third quarterback in that?
Is it Jason Stidham? Jarrett Stidham. Jarrett
Jarrett
Stidham.
Stidham. Jarrett Stidham. Jarrett Stidham. Right.
You have to think it's the Bo Nix thing, right? That they
I
go with.
would assume. I don't know. I haven't saw how. I'm sure Zach Wilson's been complete trash, but I don't know how Stidham's played either. So, or Bo Nix in general.
I feel like they end up going with Bo Nix just because.
Probably. I don't see why not. He's already 100 years old too, coming into the league. So you might as well.
Yeah. What other bet is
I
there?
saw a funny tweet that was like, really hopeful for Bo Nix this year. Think he might win the Heisman.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There were I really hope that we get away from the 25-year-olds entering the NFL.
Yeah, it's weird. We should do dude, college should do the one and done thing, honestly. College football should.
I do not agree.
Why?
I do not agree. Because
Why?
I think you need at least two. We do not need 19-year-olds entering the NFL, all right?
Okay,
Two
maybe you're right.
years. 2 years. One of those can be a redshirt year, but you need 2 years.
Yeah. Fair.
Like
I don't know. I don't
there
know.
is no reason for a 19-year-old to be in the NFL.
I think about it. The one thing that I always think about is the Trevor Lawrence thing, where like he was insane. Wasn't he a true freshman?
Yes.
He was insane as a true freshman. And everyone was like, dude, this is like the best quarterback ever.
And guess what happened when he was drafted in 2020. People were still like, man, this is like the best quarterback ever.
Yeah, but there's so much risk in between those that time frame.
But I don't think Trevor Lawrence is a number one draft pick if he comes out after his freshman year.
Okay, so what is the difference between a 19-year-old in the NBA versus a 19-year-old in the NFL?
I don't think 19-year-olds should be entering the NBA either.
Okay, fair. Okay, if you have that take, then that's fair.
Listen,
I accept that take.
like I'm just gonna say it. The NBA, now here's my thing. And this is a bit contradictory. If you're in high school and you want to go straight to the NBA, the NBA should just allow it.
I agree.
I will say, I think that if you do, the NBA should require people to take associate's degree classes if they're straight from high school.
That's respectable.
Because,
That doesn't necessarily get you a degree. I mean, it gets you a
no.
degree,
But if
but
you have to be in
it
the
gets you
if you have to
halfway
be
there
college for at least a year,
too,
you're
you know?
taking classes, you should have to take classes if you're in the NBA and you're not and you're skipping your college eligibility.
Yeah.
That's
Fair.
just me.
That's a good rule. I like that. So the thing is like I get what you're saying with there shouldn't be 19-year-olds in the NBA, but there's no point in having the one and done rule. You might as well just high school if they want. Like
Yes.
Cooper Flagg would get drafted. Cooper Flagg would have got drafted this year.
Okay.
100%.
I think there's a slight difference between the NBA and NFL also. The NBA is so much like if you can ball, you can play in the NBA.
Yeah.
The NFL, not to say that it doesn't require a certain level of understanding to be in the NBA, but there's so much more technical stuff that goes into
Right.
the NFL.
Right. And there's so much more like IQ because there's so many different scenarios within a football game too.
And also, not to be this guy, but a high schooler going out to play against a guy who just graduated from high school, getting hit by
Micah Parsons
Micah Parsons,
would
he's
die.
hospitalized. He's going to be in the hospital,
He's dead.
right? Like, I think there's a certain level of strength building, muscle,
Right.
like mass building that happens in college that no one really gets in high school. And like in the NBA, you can get away with it because it's not like you're going to get bowled over
Right.
on every single.
The physical, it's a less physical sport, just in general. So.
You're not, someone's not, no, like, no one's torpedoing into your groin in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we see guys like, I mean, obviously, like Giannis makes a jump from his frame to his,
Yeah.
frame now. So, yeah. And they both work. Like, it's just like if you want to add more to your game, you just become stronger, more physical, stuff like that.
That's just me though. That's why I think that you need
It's fair. No, that's fair. It's fair. It's a good point.
man, this got so serious.
I know. I did.
Oh my gosh. Who would have thought? But yeah, if the Steelers are good this year, I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. If they're bad this year, I'll give you my condolences.
Thank you. Shout out Justin Fields for being the future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out Jack Bates for
Yeah. Future Pro Bowl kicker for the Lions.
a great kicker for the Lions. Yeah.
Just
So
kidding. He won't be a Pro Bowler just because Campbell won't kick the ball, so.
why did the Lions get rid of Matt Prater to begin with?
I don't remember.
Was that a Patricia thing?
Might have been.
Because yeah,
Or I don't
they
know. Or
have
they
not
didn't
had,
like him because.
well, assuming Jack Bates is good, but between them, they have not had a good kicker since.
Which Jack Bates, how do you just. I don't know how you come out of nowhere like that.
There are so many guys that are kicking in college. I just never get stuff done. Did you?
Right.
Okay. Yesterday in the Cowboys Raiders game, the
Oh,
Cowboys
yes, I was going to bring that up.
that 66 yarder.
Yes,
It
that's
like would have been good
insane.
from like 70.
That's insane. Like,
That
how
would
does
have been.
that? That's insanity.
I wish that that was. I
Oh my
wish.
God, dude, we've been calling him Jack Bates. His name is Jake Bates. I'm such a casual.
I mean, they're the same name. They're the same name. Jack and Jake, we're missing a letter. We just switched some letters around. It's good
Okay.
journalism, you know?
Okay, also he went to Okay, wow, listen to this. Played college soccer for Central Arkansas and college football for Texas State in Arkansas.
Texas State in Arkansas?
No, Texas State
And
and Arkansas.
oh, okay. I thought you were gonna be like Texas State in Arkansas.
Oh.
Texas State had a like regional school in Arkansas that had its own football team.
Wow, Thomas, do you want to feel old?
Yeah.
He was born 3 days after me. So
He's younger than me still.
we could be NFL kickers.
He's still
There's
younger
our
than me. Hey, we could be an NBA point guards.
yeah.
The moment that Killian Hayes got drafted was the first time an NBA player was younger than me. And I was like, man, I'm still trying to get my college degree. And we got guys out here who are gonna suck at basketball making millions of dollars. I
my
could suck at
God.
basketball for millions of dollars. I could suck at basketball for vet minimum, all right? Why don't the Pistons sign me?
Oh, dude. Also, kickoffs are so weird
No,
now.
the kickoff rules. All right.
You like it?
Would you rather have that, which, yes, is sometimes just a really boring running play that doesn't go anywhere, or touchbacks every single time?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Onside rule, though. The onside rule is
Okay.
dumb. Come on.
That is dumb. But at the same time, how are you supposed to do an onside kick with those rules?
I didn't see the rule. There's more different rules for the onside kick.
No, just with how they set up
Oh,
the.
you're saying like you have to be like losing and stuff, like all that? Him being.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's kind of stupid. I think you should be able to onside whenever you want.
I mean, like, come on, we had one of
This
the
is
most legendary.
America.
We had
People
one of
should
the
be able
most
to onside
legendary
kick if they want.
onside. Exactly. We had one of the most legendary surprise onsides of all time in the Super
You
Bowl.
can't do a surprise onside kick though now.
No, you can't. They took it
It doesn't
out
work.
completely. It's gone.
Which I mean is fine if we're gonna get more interesting plays off of regular kickoffs.
Right.
Because I mean, I feel like it's either this or you eventually just take the kickoff out of the game.
Right.
And so I'd rather have this. But yeah,
But yeah,
you should be able
I
to
mean,
onside kick whenever you
think about it, if there was no kickoffs, we would never have a Devin Hester of the world.
want. Yeah.
So, oh, shout out Tavon Austin. Goat
You retired, right?
mixtape, goat mixtape.
You retired, didn't you?
He did from professional football. Goat
I always
mixtape.
find it funny when guys retire from professional football or like.
Geno Smith, college teammate, correct?
Yes. Before I was rudely interrupted,
Sorry.
I always think it's funny when guys retire from like the NFL or NBA or whatever when they haven't been in the league for like
They
2 years.
haven't been in the league. I
Like,
know.
okay, I'm gonna retire now. It's like, I mean, you didn't really get to make that choice. The league
Haven't
made
you been retired? Like,
the choice for you, buddy.
no, yeah, that is funny, but yeah.
Yeah, but I get it. I get it. It's like going on your own terms, I suppose. Is he signing with the Rams on like a one day to retire a Ram, or is he just gonna? Like, I don't
I don't
think he
know.
had a team that he was like, oh, this is like his special team that he was with.
I think it's close. I think it's close between the Rams and the Cowboys, honestly.
Okay.
Because when I think about
Ooh,
Tavon
yeah.
Austin, I think about him with the Cowboys a lot too. But that might just be mostly because like my dad and my grandpa were Cowboys fans, so like
That's kind of close.
I always follow the
Where are
Cowboys.
your
Well,
dad?
my grandpa's from Texas, so
Oh.
he's a Mexican, so it just kind of it just makes
My
sense.
grandpa's a Mexican too.
Mexican from Texas. I mean, it's just like they're gonna like the Cowboys.
My grandpa's from Michigan. He's Mexican though. He's not a Cowboys fan. He's a Buccaneers fan now because
Interesting.
he lives in Tampa, so he's a.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Then.
Shout out Grandpa Chavez.
Yeah. Shout out Grandpa Castillo, I guess, too. Yeah, no. So.
I mean, I think this is it, Tyler. I
I
think that
think
was.
that's it. Yeah. I think that suffices for an episode right there.
Yeah, I mean, we're back
We're
after.
back.
I think that's been a couple months, to be honest.
Has definitely been a couple months.
That's my fault, to be honest. Hey, Kat.
Holy screen time.
I think she wants food. She usually gets fed around 5.
There you go. That would make sense.
Okay. Before we leave, this cat, as much as I love her, is so annoying. She wakes me up at 6:30 every morning because she wants to be fed. And it's not like oh, she'll just kind of walk on me. No, she's stomping all over my body, being loud, knocking my
Yep.
lamp off of. I understand knocking like my phone off of the nightstand. My lamp is like gone in the morning because she just throws it across the room. All right.
The
Like,
cats are so funny.
she's mean.
They're
And
so
then
funny.
her purr is very cute. It sounds like a bird chirp. It's very
Yeah.
cute during the day.
Yeah.
6:30 in the morning. Ew.
Probably aggravating.
Yeah. So I say that all that to say she's cute, so I put up with it.
Facts.
Yeah. I think
All
that's
right,
it.
Thomas. That's it for whatever episode this is of the Knowing Ball podcast. We're back officially. Subscribe to the damn podcast, okay? That's
Like
not a
the video.
request. That's a command. And like the video and comment and subscribe.
Yeah, all of Tyler's friends, I see you commenting. You're not liking the video, all right?
Yeah, what the hell, friends? Follow
All of
us on, I'm gonna start the X account back up again, Twitter account back up again, at Knowing Ball Pod. Hit a follow if you're real.
Yeah.
38 followers. Wow, I didn't know that.
We're pretty ballers, you know?
We're huge. We're famous.
Yeah,
Kidding me?
we got to post like actual stuff on
Yeah,
Twitter.
I just we'll start like making graphics and stuff, or I'll try at least. I need to get into it and have experience anyway. So
Yeah.
yeah. We're gonna have our first thumbnail in this video too. So let us know how we did. Shout out Kaylee for the thumbnail. She's the goat. It's my sister. Moving into MSU on Tuesday. Spartan Dogs. Go green, go white.
All right. Adios, everybody.
Peace.